Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cyber Monday. My name is Christian Redshaw, and joining me, as always, is my fellow bearded co-host, Mr. Dominic Vogel.
I'm full into winter beard mode right now.
Yeah, it's you've got quite maybe 2 weeks of growth there.
I was going to say, it's perfect for this time of year because it's been really cold recently.
So absolutely.
I love having a nice warm face. What can I say?
So I'm going to throw it back to you right away because I know you've got some things on your mind that you want to rant on.
Yes.
And by the way, I should say, Dominic and I are handling this episode. There is no guest today because we have an agenda.
Yeah. This is one of our ranting videos, I guess.
That's it. So what's on your mind?
Well, something which I know you and I have talked about before and things I've experienced in previous corporate lives is that whole notion of approaching cybersecurity from just sort of a shooting at the hip, bang, bang approach kind of thing. And it's funny in which, well, it's funny slash sad and frustrating. And we've seen this with, like I said, both back in my corporate life and with some of our clients, and anecdotally we hear this with other people as well, that this whole notion that responding to cybersecurity is just that. You have to respond when maybe you see something on the news or there's some data breach at a similar organization or Twitter got hacked. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to the company? Are our internal systems now at risk?
Yeah.
And that is what I refer to as perpetual firefighting mode. And that is a plague across all organizations.
Of any size.
Of any size, small, mid-sized, large, enterprise. If that is how you handle cybersecurity, is by constant firefight mode, you are doomed to fail. That is a failing mindset. Mm-hmm. That is not one of, I would refer to as a winning or abundance mindset. It's almost a poverty mindset, right?
Sure.
You're stuck in this cycle in which there is no escape and you cannot win. So rather than just saying, okay, let's not worry about cybersecurity, we'll just wait for different stories to pop up, and that, like I said, that's not sustainable. A, you're gonna burn out your, if you have an internal team, that's going to piss them off, frustrate them to no end, and you're going to lose them. If you have an internal IT or internal security team, that's the biggest way to frustrate them and lose them.
Well, at best, you're bolting cybersecurity on instead of
absolutely
doing it by design.
Absolutely. And then from the sort of the executive management or C-suite perspective, at the end of the day, the job of the C-suite is to have a systematic approach in terms of broader enterprise risk management. Just going off the cuff and saying, oh, I just saw this headline on the news, we should investigate. Mm-hmm. If our Twitter account is susceptible, that's not a holistic or integrated approach to enterprise risk management. And people who take that approach, I would do what Nancy Pelosi did, just rip up that and say, that if that's your playbook, that sucks. Mm-hmm. You're going to burn out doing that, and you're not going to effectively deal with risk. So in terms of how to effectively deal with risk, again, it's about starting off with this whole notion of being able to build a robust enterprise risk management framework. Of that, cyber risk is but one component. So especially if you're a large organization, again, this isn't necessarily applicable for some of the smaller companies, but for larger organizations, cyber risk isn't its own thing, mm-hmm. right? It is part and parcel of the broader enterprise risk portfolio. Operational risk, financial risk, personnel risk, cyber risk. Project risk. It's part and parcel of that. It's not some IT risk. It's not something handled by IT. It's part of that portfolio. When you integrate it as such, then you have a robust approach to dealing with mm-hmm. it. So regardless of what the threat of the day is, mm-hmm. you've built a robust approach there that you can withstand things. Otherwise, you're constantly having to change your strategy, and mm-hmm. you shouldn't have to. A good strategy will always be resilient in the face of changing threats.
Well, that's not good leadership, because how are people supposed to follow you if you're completely lost and completely reactive?
Exactly, and what that means for smaller organizations, mid-sized organizations, which may not have that full portfolio of enterprise risk, that still boils down to having a very robust cyber, the term we love using is cybersecurity strategy or cybersecurity roadmap, where you've gone through a baseline approach against some level of industry framework, mm-hmm. being able to identify what are the gaps, what are areas that you're doing well, the areas you don't have to worry about too much, and what are those areas where you can have that immediate maturity improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you have that framework, trying to continue to improve day over day, whatever the threats are, become irrelevant, because mm-hmm. you're building, again, resilience into your, not just your cybersecurity program, but resilience into your organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the name of the game. And using a health analogy, it's, when different flu strains are coming out, you don't change your strategy in terms of how you deal with it. No, there's basic cyber, basic hygiene, I should say, not cyber hygiene. There's basic hygiene that you take in order to withstand any strains of flus, colds, what have you. You
don't, good common sense practices for life.
Exactly. There's the again, you know, you wash your hands, get your good, get enough sleep, stay away from people that are sick, making sure that you're eating your fruits and veggies, all sorts of, again, basic building blocks that regardless of what the strains are that are out there, yeah, they may be the odd tactical thing that you may change from time to time, but that basic, the basic foundation of that remains unchanged. And by having good daily best practices from that point of view, mm-hmm. you've built in internal resilience. Same applies to the whole notion of cybersecurity. So, end rant, I feel so much better.
Good. You feel unburdened, you feel lighter.
I feel lighter, and hopefully our viewers feel a little more enlightened.
Yeah, and I want to just pull on something because, you know, you talked about the threats of the day, and what I see is that a lot of people, a lot of business leaders, a lot of leaders of organizations will bring cybersecurity down into the latest threat of the day, or it's just kind of one component of a multifaceted subject, right? And it's kind of like, if you think about if you wanted to get in shape and you're really out of shape, does that happen overnight? Can you just go, okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the gym tomorrow, and then I'm going to be good.
Knock out 1,000 push-ups, I'll be ripped.
Yeah, exactly. Or your career development, or even before that, your education. It's like you've got your bachelor's degree and your postgraduate studies. It's like that's not a one-day thing where you spend 5 minutes on it and then that box is ticked. Yeah. The expectation is that you show up for 4 to 6 to 8 to 10 years in those things.
And you build.
You give it its proper attention, and you put your time and resources into it. It's really no different. So that's my rant over. That's my sort of negativity of the day because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Bring it back into a positive way. Always talk about the first thing with reasonable security and legally defensible security for your organization is to assess your risks.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you are of a size or of a state that maybe there is nothing to assess. There's no building on the land, right?
Yep. Yep.
So let's build a cybersecurity program. Yep. So there's certain things that maybe you're not ready to assess because there's nothing to look at there. Yep. There are certain building blocks that you need to just get that, get those basics in, just get that hygiene going, just start brushing your teeth and showering on a regular basis from a cybersecurity perspective. So what I want to end with is, let's say that you were talking to these organizations, and maybe we are, what would be the building blocks to, let's say, a cybersecurity boot camp?
And you know, that's a really good point there. And, I was thinking about this the other day as well, which is almost like the basic elements of cybersecurity life. Just like how there's a periodic table of elements, and you have your basic elements there, of which all life can be built upon.
And boiled down to.
Exactly. What are those, at least in this case, you know, those basic elements from a cybersecurity program?
And
so that first piece is looking at the people component. So having a good, robust cybersecurity awareness program in place, right? So that can have in-person training, computer-based training, phishing simulations, really, again, trying to make people more aware. That is an absolutely critical piece. Now, the next wave of that is looking at things from a more technical perspective. Mm-hmm. So vulnerability assessments, that's the next, or continuous vulnerability assessments, that's the next sort of element of a cybersecurity life there. Being able to know at any given moment, where are the technical weaknesses within your organization? What's sort of the risk rating attached to them? Do they need to be patched? Is it a weakness which could potentially lead to a data breach or lead to exposure of sensitive information? Right? Being able to have that context is super, super important. Number three, then, is being able to make sure that any administrator access, so that's elevated privileges, you know, people who have access to everything,
that all of your information,
all of your sensitive information, customer information, what have you, that needs to be properly restricted. There are so many smaller organizations where everyone in the company has access to everything. That's super, super dangerous. You know, you need to make sure there's at least some basic levels of restrictions in place, because it's often, when you look at data breaches or even privacy breaches, they can be mapped back to someone having access that they shouldn't have, and they accidentally emailed it somewhere that they shouldn't have, and you now have an accidental data breach or accidental privacy breach. So a lot of them could be easily prevented. Number four focuses on that whole notion of log management. being able to know at any given moment what's happening in your internal network, almost having it being like a heart monitor, being able to sort of see the heartbeat of your internal network within your organization, mm-hmm. and knowing at any given moment if there's something bad happening.
You can detect an attack potential.
Exactly. And then the next piece that progresses from that, and again, these are all meant to sort of progress and build off one another. Mm-hmm. That last piece then is if let's say there's an active situation that got past all those hurdles, now you want to have very robust incident response capabilities in place. Mm-hmm. If the inevitable happens, are there sort of the right technical and organizational responses and plans built out, mm-hmm. that you can contain that situation and can just have it be a speed bump and not have it end up being a massive sinkhole? So those are the five basic building blocks, yes. of a cybersecurity program.
So if our viewers rewind this video,
yeah.
3 or 4 minutes to when you started off,
yeah.
and they imagine each of those things as a building block,
yes.
that will give them the beginnings of a blueprint of knowing what do I do.
Exactly.
It's well worth rewinding to listen to.
Yeah.
So with each of those areas, with the people component,
yeah.
Right down to the incident response at the end, you can see that you're building different layers of protection. So if cyber criminals or data breaches,
yep.
get past the first layer, then there's a second layer to deal with, so on and so
exactly.
forth. So it's a wise course of action.
Absolutely. I like to say it's putting you on the road to enlightenment or road to perdition. Take whatever road you want.
Absolutely.
It is the road to doing cybersecurity well.
Yeah, and getting you on the path of legally defensible and what they call reasonable cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
Tangible tips.
Yes.
For our viewers.
We're tangible, if nothing else.
Right? That's right. So thanks for watching. You can check out our other podcasts on conversationsthatmatter.tv or go to the Conversations That Matter YouTube channel and click on the Cyber Monday playlist. And we will see you next Monday.